Thank you for joining us for this episode of Journey Now, produced by Journey Church in Brentwood, Tennessee. Join us online or in person on Sundays at 9:30 and 11 a.m. For more information on Journey Church and our gatherings, visit journeytn.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brett Mabry, the artist pastor of the Journey Church, and it's great to have you with us on our Journey Now podcast. Can you imagine the arts without conflict? Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker never having father-son issues. Romeo and Juliet coming from families that love one another and can't wait for the wedding day. No need to huff and puff. The three little pigs let in the wolf to sit and enjoy a strictly vegan meal together. No player's gonna play, no hater's gonna hate, no heartbreaker's gonna break, and no faker's gonna fake. In this world of the arts without conflict, there is no need to shake it off. When I went to music school, I initially struggled with conflict and tension in my art. I didn't know how to handle what we may describe as a clash of notes. It made me uncomfortable, and as a result, I tended to avoid these darker sounds. Critiquing my music in these early days, I'd say it was pretty bland. Some of my college peers were at the other end of the spectrum. They came into their first performance class wanting everything to be experimental and full of conflict. The relentless clash of notes had no direction, creating confusion and anxiety in the listener. Well, at least this listener. Ever walked out of an art experience like this? And then there's the frozen category, not the let it go, do you want to build a snowman kind of category, even though that causes very real conflict in me. I'm talking about stage fright. Some of my classmates really struggled with this, to the point where they would freeze on stage and be unable to play. In all cases, a disconnect was created between the artist and the audience, and I'd suggest these conflict scenarios I experienced in music are a lot like life. How are you when it comes to conflict? Do you tend to avoid the tension and take flight? Or are you quick to fight, voicing what you think and feel? Or maybe a clash causes you to freeze. Let me create a little more focus for us and ask, when conflict arises in your life, how does this impact your relationship with God? In the life of Jesus, we see a number of stories where there is a conflict as human traditions, beliefs, and expectations encounter the kingdom of God, and the response varies. One Sabbath day on the streets of Jerusalem, a crowd has gathered around Jesus and they hear him say, "My sheep recognize my voice. No one can steal them from out of my hand. The Father who put them under my care is so much greater than the destroyer and thief. No one could ever get them away from him. I and the Father are one heart and mind." As these words come out of the mouth of Jesus, they clash against the belief systems of the day, and the people are ready to fight. They're ready to fight by picking up stones to kill Jesus for blasphemy. On another day, a rich young man is having a conversation with Jesus, and he's invited to follow him after selling his possessions, giving everything to the poor. The invitation creates internal conflict and unhappiness for this young guy. Sadly, he seeks to resolve this by walking away. One conflict that's especially gripping is what happens in the upper room when Jesus starts telling them about what's about to happen. Peter jumps in, which is no surprise, and says, "Even if everyone else falls to pieces on account of you, I won't." "Don't be so sure," Jesus says. "This very night before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." Peter protests, "Even if I had to die with you, I would never deny you." And all the others said the same thing. In each of these stories, Jesus says something that creates a conflict in the lives of those around him. And in all cases, the conflict leads to a response of some kind. In my growth as a musician, where once I avoided conflict, today I apply the gift of tension to create movement and a desire for resolve. The simplest example of this is when music moves from a 5 chord, which is this sound, to a 1 chord, which is this sound. There is already something in us wanting to hear the 5 chord move to the 1 chord. But we can add tension to this 5 chord with this note, called a flattened 7th. The tension increases and a stronger pull towards home is created. back to the one chord. Where there is no tension, there is no movement. Equally, where a clash of notes is applied with no musical maturity, the song will suffer. Creating a conflict that leads to a beauty requires an understanding and sensitivity to what the music needs at all points in the journey home. The intention of Jesus is always to call people back to himself, to see us freed from the systems and actions that hurt us. He doesn't control the response of the person he is calling, and he is there when pain is part of the journey home. When Peter denies Jesus and the rooster crows, Jesus is not far away. He turns to Peter so he can connect with him in that moment. Can you imagine what that was like for Peter as he looked into Jesus' eyes? I imagine he saw great love and compassion. Jesus always has understanding and sensitivity to what is needed in these stories as he listens and responds to the Father's guidance. So what is creating conflict and tension in your life at the moment? Work, relationships, health, your habits, or something else? What is creating conflict and tension for you? I want to take a little risk and close this journey now with an excerpt from a song that has no words. It's a song you'll likely know, but I trust you will hear it in a different way. As you listen to these emotion-charged notes, bring to mind the conflict and tension that you've identified. The music has a wonderful maturity to it, capturing the pain and difficulty your conflict can hold. I encourage you to hear the movement of these notes and imagine Jesus caring for you in the conflict, in the tension, as he did Peter. Your circumstances may or may not change, but I do believe Jesus will change you, giving you what you need to find resolve. Just as the tension in these notes brings you home musically, I pray you can come to the place of rest in Jesus today.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.